Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
It is 27 minutes now past 9 o'clock. Carmen Lowe is the co-director of the Women on Farms project, joining me on the line from Alsace River. This is to talk about an article that was published in part in the Mail and Guardian pertaining to 20,000 people who are staring a gun down the barrel of the gun. They're facing an eviction from land they have worked on and lived on for many, many years. National government has been to the Drakenstein area to meet with the workers and their representatives, as well as landowners. And according to the Deputy Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, Mrs. Kwacha, this could provide a test case for land expropriation without compensation. Carmen, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Can we start off by actually having you just spell out briefly what you understand the case to involve?
The test case.
Correct.
Well, we haven't decided on a test case, but there are a number of farms that the Deputy Minister visited on Monday where all the workers, all the farm dwellers on that farm received eviction letters. So we will discuss this week more in detail. We're meeting again this week as government department and rural organizations and the minister, hopefully, to look at the particular test case. But my understanding would be that one of these farms where all the farm dwellers are facing evictions would be expropriated and given to the farm dwellers and workers.
And the reason behind these farm dwellers and workers being evicted is?
Well, new owners are taking over the farm. The farms are not given to government for redistribution. It's sold from one farmer to the next at exorbitant prices. So one farm, the owner owns five farms in total. So we would argue that that's a perfect case for expropriation. The reason why they're being evicted, he doesn't want to employ them anymore. And in many cases, he uses the venue not only as a farming venue, but as a luxury functions venue. And what's happening in the Simandiam-Franschhoek Valley is that there's lots of these high-cost luxury security complexes being built. So they argue that they want that for that as well.
And of course, land expropriation, topical at the moment. The president was addressing the centenary of the Afrikaner Bond, I think is now the name of it. It used to be called the Bruder Bond. In Paarl earlier this week, where he brought up this important issue. It is a serious one. How do you see government successfully, I suppose, not only using this as a test case, but coming out victors at the end of whatever legal process there may be, given the legislation as it sits right now?
Well, the legislation makes provision for expropriation in national interest, public interest, and there's no fee attached to it. So even if they expropriate with the current expropriation legislation and they pay a minimal fee, like a rand or 10 rand, 100 rand, and ask the court to endorse that, taking into account all the considerations of government funding available for land reform and the historic exploitation of those who work the land, then the current legislation can be used to enforce expropriation.
So what would the government need to prove in a court? Because I imagine the owners of the five farms now in question will probably take this matter all the way to the Constitutional Court if necessary. What will government need to prove to ensure success at the end of all the legal tests?
Well, the Constitution makes provision for expropriation, and particularly Section 25(6) makes provision for tenure security of those living on farms. This tenure security, tenure of land is legally insecure as a result of past racially discriminatory laws or practices. So that clause specifically applies to farm dwellers. So government can use that clause and the general specifics of the expropriation section 25. It says a public purpose or in public interest, subject to compensation. So we would say that those farm dwellers whose tenure was insecure as a result of past discriminatory laws has a right It's in public interest that they receive land and tenure that's secure. So I would say that government must use these clauses and argue a constitutional right for them to receive land and to expropriate land of those who benefited. I think there's sufficient historical reason to force this. I mean, I've just been, I know you might not want to hear all the sorry stories, but to a case, a farm yesterday, the woman, she's 64 years old, she started working as a teenager, 13, 14, in the kitchen. She slept on the floor. She earned 50 cents a week. That was not even enough to buy sweets because she had to give that to her mother, who also worked for very little on the farm. So now she's 64. She hurt her back, her injury on duty, and there's no longer any use for her. So she has not been properly compensated for everything that she put in for the running of that farm. And they want to evict her now. So just to have that house, as an organization, we would argue that that is adequate compensation and redress for everything that she went through.
We definitely are interested in the emotive stories, Carmen, because this conversation that we're having, while it might be very academic for some people, it does have a very direct impact on people's lives. And I imagine what you are hoping to achieve as the organization, and I imagine this is what government is hoping to achieve, is that whatever the result is in this potential test case will, in 5-10 years down the line, have an impact on how we actually formulate policy around land expropriation, right?
That's right, yes. At the moment, we see that land redistribution failed for various of reasons. We also know that landowners prefer to sell to other landowners. We're going to take on as an organization our big one company in Stellenbosch. We still need to do more investigation, but a big old historic wine making corporation is now selling their farms to international buyers. And people were told to take their provident fund. Luckily, in their case, they do have a provident fund, which is not the case for most farm workers, and buy themselves houses off the farm. So we're going to take that case. We're going to take that case on as well and argue for expropriation in those cases. Why must a multiple landowner sell to international people while people of this country who worked on that land don't have access to land?
Important question, Carmen. I have no doubt we'll have many conversations in the years to come. Carmen Lowe, the co-director of the Women on Farms project. Relating to that, let's take a call from Etienne in Semendium. Hello, Etienne.
Morning, Africa. I'm a farmer, and we have a lot of people living on our farm that are actually under the ESTA Act and under various acts. But just I think that they're not telling you the whole story about this, what's happened in Semendium. The Simondium people that are being evicted now on the farm, I don't want to mention his name, where the minister visited last week. That, the history is actually Darcy Samsudin. He was a Malaysian businessman. He bought a piece of land that then eventually became the Pearl Valley Golf Estate. And he evicted everyone off the golf estate. And he moved them to that piece of land. And that piece of land has since been quite a problem in the Simondium area, because obviously the people who moved there, they weren't given jobs when they moved there or nothing. So it became a major social problem. And that specific farm, I think, has been sold 3 or 4 times in the last 12 or 15 years. And now for the first time, the owner that's actually bought the farm is a bona fide farmer, and they've replanted the whole farm with new vineyards, new citrus orchards and stuff. So I'm sure that he would have given the people an option to work for him if they wanted to.
Well, according to my conversation with Carmen Lowe, he didn't. And he is served those people with eviction notices because he wants to continue overseas trading and potentially building a private estate complex similar, I imagine, to many around the area.
Africa, I don't think they're telling you 100% the whole story. They're leaving out bits and pieces. The previous owner, he ran a wedding venue there. The current owners are actually farmers there. and they're not, that land is not zoned for any development at all. I mean, you can check with the Paarl, Drakenstein municipality, you can check with the province. That is actually very high potential agricultural land, so that the chances of that being rezoned is impossible. And also the farmers actually in the last, maybe under correction now, in the last 4 years, they've replanted the whole farm under orchards, mostly citrus. Yeah.
All right.
Workers didn't work on that piece of land. They were transported from other places and dumped on that land. So that's not the farmer's fault, and obviously it's not the worker's fault. It's a bit of a big social problem, but it's not the farmer that must get the blame in this case.
All right, Etienne, thank you very much for that. And I have to allow Carmen Lote a chance to respond, obviously, to some of the comments that you've made. Carmen?
I'm not sure if we're talking about the same farm. There are multiple, there are at least three informal settlements in Simondium of evicted workers of farms that are now developed into fancy places like Bergplaas and all of that. The farm that I'm referring to, there are seven families who were evicted previously who lives in informal structures on that farm, but there are 50 old houses, the original houses where the original farm dwellers, one woman worked on that, or worked on farms in that area for the largest part on that farm for 51 years. So the original farm dwellers and farm workers of that farm is still on that farm, plus evicted workers that with some arrangement with the municipality was also placed there. So it's not true that it's just dumped. It's the original workers that's still on that farm.
All right, Carmen, we'll hold it there. Thank you very much, Carmen Lowe, co-director of the Women's on Farms Project, and Etienne, a farmer in Simondium.